Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
That means my cue, right? Good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome, welcome, welcome. For a moment there, I was just reading some of your posts on Facebook. Let's see. What are some of your posts this early in the morning on Twitter? See what kind of things that people are tweeting this morning. Okay, well, can't sign into my Twitter right at the moment, so I guess I'll have to stick with Facebook for now. But I'll get it set up. Hopefully by next week, I'll be able to sit there and watch. Wow, Facebook is doing so many new things, you know. You have a hard time keeping up with Facebook, let me tell you. And you can't keep up with Facebook, because Facebook doing something new every day. So their competition will have certainly a hard time zooming in on that success. But, you know, it's a wonderful day. Thank God it's Friday. Thank God it's any day. Thank God it's any day that you get to see. You know, I like to say it's another day. It's another opportunity to get it right. And we thank God for that because we know that He allows us each and every day another opportunity. So I'm thankful that you're here. It's Friday. We have an exciting week. OMG. Next week, it is so going down. It is so going to be exciting. Now, let me just give you, and again, welcome to the show. If it's your first time tuning in to All About Entrepreneurs, we thank you and we welcome you for tuning in. If you are accustomed to listening to the show, you've been listening to the show for years, we thank you, we appreciate you. And if you were with us before we got to Blog Talk Radio and you were with us on Harvest Radio, WKMB, 1070 on the AM dial right here in New Jersey, we appreciate you for sticking around. And we still have many of those shows on tape. And maybe I'll get around to someday playing some of them. But we had some fantastic interviews when we were on Harvest Radio. And it was attracted, certain people were just attracted to studio radio so they could come into the live studio. And, I mean, we had big, big, big fun. So we're having fun here, too, at Blog Talk Radio. And I met some wonderful people that are going to be coming to the stage, coming to the mic, so I want you to stick around. If you missed my show yesterday, go back and listen to the archive. And on yesterday, just go back to the website, and you can go to our website. And right now, but we don't mind, you go to Blog Talk Radio's website, and you listen to yesterday's show. OMG, one of the most positive young people that I've met. I actually have to say, in my lifetime. I really am serious about that. And I've met a lot of people. But what I liked about this young lady is not so much her positivity, because that's beautiful. It's how much she's giving it out. You know, we talk in our book about release your power. You gotta let it out. It's not good enough just to say, okay, I'm powerful and I'll just sit here. No, you want to be out there. Well, that's that next level of Abraham Maslow's hierarchy of needs. You know, he talked about those five levels, and that last level is about self-actualization, and that's about, okay, I'm achieving everything that I can possibly achieve. I've discovered who I really am. I've tapped into all of my gifts, talents, skills, and abilities. I'm operating with the seven habits. I understand that I failed forward. So a lot of things are coming into play. But then there's another level that another researcher put on top of that fifth level, and that's the level of where you're out there making it happen for everyone else, not just some people, but for everybody. And that's what I loved about the young lady that we had on yesterday, Miss Ebony Archer, is that it seems to be that, like, if you go to her website, ebony/archer.com, and you'll see all the different events that she's hosting. I mean, she's sang with some of the best gospel and R&B people. She's been on the stage with all kinds of people, but she has a beautiful voice. So when you hear, you go listen to the show, hear her story, go to her website. She's been interviewed before, so it's nothing new for her. And, I mean, she was an awesome, awesome guest on the show. So I'm asking all my friends, Kiva Renee and others, and Diana Flagg and many others who have radio shows, please bring her on. Share her information. If you've got teenagers that are, especially those of you who have teenagers who are in the church, you know, I know some people are down on the church right now, but everybody has a right to their opinion. That's God gave everybody their own will, and I just love that. If he could do it, you know, who are we? If God can stand by and watch people live their lives the way they do, you know, hey, and you know what I mean? So we can do it too. But if you can, if you have young people, listen, let them listen to her music. Her new single, Gotta Believe. Oh, I'm telling you, it's been a long time since a song has really moved me like this one. Gotta Believe. And I said, I'd put that song up any day to Beyonce's Drunk in Love. I don't want my child drunk in love, but I would love for my child to believe in themselves. Because when you're drunk, your mind is like, no, you're not even thinking about yourself. Your mind is mixed up somewhere. So, and I know it's like, well, she's not talking about drinking drunk like alcohol. Well, in her video, she has a bottle in her hand, like an alcohol bottle. So she's not drinking from a glass like a classy woman would. Well, that's what my mom taught me about class. I don't know what everybody's mother teaches them about class, but my mama taught in my household class, C-L-A-S-S, that was a common phrase daily. You better get some class, and you better have some class about yourself. My mom had five daughters, and she, I mean, when we were kids, we used to walk around with the, remember back then, they'd make you walk around with the books on your head, stack of books on your head to teach you how to walk. That's the kind of, we played around with that as children. So class was no, and you know, you had to have your legs together and crossed. A young lady didn't sit with her legs gapped wide open. And now in your bedroom with your husband, you can do what you want. We know the bed is undefiled, but I'm sorry, every time I think of Beyonce in that video, that just takes me down another lane. But for those of you parents who haven't seen it, I said parents, maybe you need to watch it. and so because you haven't, you may have, you just listen to it on the radio, but your children, because they have these little handheld devices, they can watch all these videos. So you might want to check it out. But anyway, back to Ebony Positive, her song, I Gotta Believe. Now that's a video I'd love to have my child listen to and watch. So I'm giving her all the props. I want us to encourage her. I want her to be empowered. I want her to stay on that path of empowering our youth to be bad, bodacious, and, you know, just really out there doing great things. And I believe she can do it, and I know your child can do it too, or your cousin, your niece, your girlfriend, your next-door neighbor, whomever. But you got to go do it, though. You can't just talk about it. You got to be about it. And that's the problem with a lot of people, especially young people, old people too. You know, we talk about all that we could do, but what are you doing? What are you doing? So she's truly, truly an entrepreneur in her own right, and I think she needs the biggest stage this world has to offer, because I think she's offering stuff that could change a generation for real. I think what she's saying, and I'm not saying that preaching can't, but I'm just saying that she also knows the word of God, and she also knows the power of God in her own life, and she knows about the industry. She knows about the industry, and she knows what it can do. So she's seen people, and she's, you know, she's been on stage with Whitney Houston, so she has a lot. This girl has a lot of information to be so young, you know, barely in her 20s. So nonetheless, so today is a Friday. Talk about having fun. But hey, guess what? Having fun can lead to fun. You know, we say, do what you love and the money will come. So I'm challenging you to find your fun factor as it relates to a career or a job or a vocation that you want to go into. What's fun for you? You know, every time I hear that phrase, it reminds me of the girl in the movie Love and Basketball. You know, one of her main lines in there when she had come back from Europe and she was in Europe, Italy, wherever she was at, and she came back to the States and she took a job at the bank with her father. And when the boy she was in love with, he said to her, why don't you play ball anymore? He said, I never knew anybody who loved basketball more than you. And she said, it's not fun anymore. It's not fun for me. And then, of course, in the end of the movie, she gets married to him, and she's back to playing ball. She's playing with, like, in the women's NBA. And so what made it fun was that, you know, she had her purpose again. She had her reason for doing it. She had her husband. She had her child. She had what she really had really wanted. And so I challenge you to find your fun thing. And, you know, she's making a lot of money. And we see that a lot of people are making money doing what they love, including me. Look here. I love what I do. I'm coaching people, working with people to reach their goals and dreams. You sit and listen, you want to reach your goals and your dreams faster. You want to really be able to tap into your purpose and understand and get clarity about where you're going. I've made major mistakes in my life. And believe it or not, I've been able to, those same mistakes allows me to help others even greater. Can you believe it? I mean, I never thought that could really happen. But it really does, because guess what? Your mistakes cost you a lot, but it can save somebody else so much. And that's what, you know, let me say that again. Your mistakes cost you a lot, if not everything. But they can save someone else so much, and it can save them everything. And so we have to get into a habit of sharing our faults. You know, the Bible says, you know, bury a false one to another, okay? So we can help a lot of people. As a matter of fact, Ebony says something similar, not similar to that per se, but something in that arena when she said that a lot of young people, I asked her why so many young people are doing so much violence against each other and what have you and all the gun violence and whatnot. And she shared with me that some of it is because they don't have anyone to talk to. They feel they don't have any, they don't have an outlet. And I can see that. You know, they said they don't always feel that they can talk to us adults. And I know us adults think that. Oh, I can talk to people. People talk to me. All the young people talk to me. Well, not all, first of all, not all the young people talk to you, okay? Because in many of those cases, if you look at those people, their own children didn't talk to them. That's the first way you know that not every young person talks to you, okay? Because your own child didn't talk to you, right? So just always remember that. And it's the same with everything, okay? Yes, you try to create the most best safe environment for your child to talk to you, but not every child does. Some children talk to someone else for some reason, and I understand it. Oh, I absolutely understand why, because they get afraid. They get afraid. So I had a young person say that to me just yesterday. It was right after I did the show. A young person came to me and said, "Can I talk to you? But I'm afraid to talk to you because I see you as a mother figure." And that also lets me know that they are talking to their peers, because she sees me. She doesn't even know me, but she sees me as a mother figure because of my age. All right? So, and my role as my professor, that could have something to do with it as well. But I did everything I could to get her to talk to me. But obviously, she felt comfortable enough to even come and tell me that she wanted to talk to me. So I think that and I didn't say anything special, but I think that's something we can do. So anyway, that would be like a whole other topic, a whole other show. Let's get back to you having fun. But and I was saying that I'm doing what I do. I love what I do. I'm having a lot of fun, and I'm about to have even more fun, and I want to show, I'm going to be like Ebony, she's like barely in her 20s, and I want to be like Ebony. I want to be able to show people how to have fun, and I shouldn't say want to be, I am, I do, that's what I do, and that's what I love doing, and that's what I will do until God calls me home. I will do this, because why? It's my purpose, and like Ebony said, she said, when you know your purpose, everything else sort of just pulls together. When you know your purpose, you just kind of just have it better. That right there makes life fun when you know your purpose. You know, Rick Warren tried to get everybody to know their purpose. He wrote a book, and I don't know how many millions of copies of it has sold. And even if he didn't sell the copies, people read it because they read others. And I know churches were studying his book. The purpose driven life. So if you never read that, it's a 40-day journey that you go on with Rick Warren to find and discover your purpose in life. And I know he wrote that book probably about 10 years ago, or before that, but it was all the craze of not too long ago. But yes, and it's a good, and it help you out if you don't know your purpose, how to find your purpose. Once you read that book, if you still haven't found your purpose, you can go get a copy of Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. And that can further take you deeper and deeper. And if that doesn't work, you can also get 21 Days to a Fulfilling Life. And these are books that I've written, so you can, they're all over the internet. And now they're about to be not only in stores, believe it or not, I just had a talk yesterday. My book is going to be at Union County College. I'm so excited about that. That's a college where I not only graduated, but I now teach. So what happens there is that, and I'm sure this is the situation at Fairleigh Dickinson. My book is also there. My books are also at Fairleigh Dickinson University. And this is for you out there. If you had a book, go back to your universities and get your book in the university that you attended in their library. Most colleges, they have a section of authors who are also faculty. Now, if you teach at the school, but even if you don't teach there, you could still look into getting your book in the college's library. So my book will be in Union County College next week. It'll be in the library. People can come, any student. Like if I teach, I can say to my students, oh, you can go there. A lot of times students, they don't really have money to buy books. They can't even buy the textbook, so you know they ain't buying your book. These students are funny, but I'm just joking about that. I mean, we know they have money, but they have, young people wear shoes at like $200-$300, and well, Uggs are expensive. A lot of these things that they purchase cost a lot of money, so you have to compete with that, but they're pretty funny. But yeah, the book, Release Your Power, is going to be at the library next week at Union County College, and we're excited about that, about the library there, and can't wait to take a picture and post that on Facebook. Me standing near the library, but it's pretty cool. So these are so many different. I'm just having fun, but I'm also excited that the students will be able to read something empowering. Our students need empowerment on these college campuses. So that's all I know, and I don't know what you know, but why don't you text me on Facebook? You can inbox me. You can post a message on All About Entrepreneurs. But let me get to where you're having fun. It's Friday, so we're just having fun. We're just hanging out. It's Friday, y'all. The weekend is about to come. We've got a lot of stuff going down this weekend. Today, we got things going down today even. But Monday, let me tell you about the Monday show. Monday, you don't want to miss it. I have a gentleman who is going to come Monday. We're doing a two-day series with this person. Awesome, awesome. I've heard him speak several times. He's done some awesome things in his life. That's why I asked him to come, because we'll have to spend probably the first session just talking about this powerful way he has gone from nothing to something. And you need to hear his story. He also recently, last year, took $200. This is why you need to tune in. You've got to hear this. He took $200 and he invested it and within a 6-month period, he grew that $200 to $15,000. You've got to tune in. You've got to hear how he did this. He has a website. He used the principles he's going to share with you on Monday and Tuesday, exactly what he did. And please tune in, please. Okay, thank you. Tell everyone you know who is broke and crying for money and doesn't have a job to tune, and even if they got a job, to tune in to the show on Monday. Monday. So, I can't wait. That's going to be so exciting, Monday and Tuesday. And then Thursday of next week, I'm not sure who the guest for Wednesday is just yet, because I've invited several people. I put it out to them on Facebook. If people would like to be a guest on the show, contact me. Send me your bio and a pic in my inbox, and I will check it out, and then I will look over it, and I will let you know where I think you could fit, what would be a topic. I do know around the end of February, I have an awesome woman coming on, Fran Briggs. Powerful, powerful. She's helped me in so many ways. It's unbelievable. PR pro. She is a pro. I'm telling you, pro expert. You name it, she is it. She's coming. If you're anything in the PR field, you want to know how to publicize, how to get money, She also helps people get funding for their events. She's an expert at that. So I'll keep you posted. You can go to the website, go to the Facebook page and find out more about when people are coming on. And, or you can tune in here, we'll let you know. And so she's coming on. Remember, this is the hottest motivational talk show in radio. So listen, you got to definitely tune in to the, if you're not listening to the AAE show, I don't know what you're listening to. Because this show empowers more people with real empowerment. We have had more people that have been listening to this show over the past 5 years and have gone on and are doing, came to the show, wasn't doing anything of their dream, of their purpose. Came to the show, listened to the show, got empowered, and now they're doing big, big, big things. I'm telling you, they're doing radio. They're producing TV shows. They're producing books. They're opening businesses. They're doing, people that have tuned into this show are doing incredible, incredible things. And so you can definitely, this is definitely a show that you can tune into and learn something and do some great things and have some fun while you're at it. But I'm going to mention a couple of fun things you can do. But then go to the movies. That's fun for some people. Go to the movies. If you haven't been to the movies in a while, go. Get up and go. Go to what's fun. Go to a what do you call those, indoor sports park. We used to it's like an amusement park, but it's indoors. They have them in every city I know, and they're big. We used to take our students when I was running the College Bound program. Oh, my God, that was one of my funnest Saturdays. You won't believe. We never went on a Saturday, but a weekday, because we would never go on a Saturday and compete with all the kids whose parents take them. But we used to go on a weekday. Oh, my God. I think I had more fun there than the children. And it's nice because it's indoors. You don't have to worry about, you know, being outdoors or the rain or too much sun or whatever. That was fun. And, yeah, these indoor, like, amusement type, they got the bumper cars. They got everything that you would find in an outdoor amusement park. They don't have as big rides, but they have some smaller rides. And take your children, and that's a lot of fun. We used to go to Sports World. That was our favorite one out, like in Paramus somewhere. But so go have some fun. But then Thursday, I got double hitters. I got him coming on for 2 days, and then on Thursday, I have two women. Oh, these women are dynamo. They're dynamo and dynamite. They're coming on Thursday, and I'll have their information and a little blurb about them posted on Facebook sometime today or tomorrow, and you can read about them. I'll update the website. I have the website now, LalisaWilliams.wix.com/AAE show. That's our official website. We don't have our dedicated name yet. It's coming. But you know what, people? I am not ashamed. Neither am I bashful about letting people know you gotta start small. Just sometimes it's just enough to get started. So no, our website isn't the paid website where you only have your designated name, so we have to have all that other stuff. Once we get our designated name, once you buy enough books, then we can have our dedicated name, the AAE Show's website, AAE.com, and keep it moving. But anyway, so go out, do some fun things. Go play indoor tennis. There you go. You might say, yeah, it's too cold to play tennis. Well, they do have indoor tennis. Bowling, that could be fun. Reading a book just for fun. And sometimes just listening to this show is fun because you can laugh just listening to me talk. So go have some fun. It's Friday, and you'd be surprised where the funds will come from. You know, that's how I just found out what I love doing, and you can actually make money doing what you love. whatever you love doing. You can make money doing that. So do what you love and the money will come. And therefore, if you love what you do, they say if you love your work, you'll never work a day in your life. By the way, those of you who want coaching, those of you who don't want coaching, go over to my website and sign up for a free coaching session. Those of you who want to know, well, what is coaching? Before I want anything free, let me know what it is. Inbox me and I'll send you a webinar where you can watch. Or those of you who want to do your own webinars, you want to create your own ebooks, you want to know how to make money from your message, sign up for my program. Go to www.h2mmoney.com and sign up. Get started. Take action. You heard the president. Come on. President Obama said in the State of the Union, take action. This is a year of action. This is a year of advancement, according to Minister Beverly K. Carter. So advancement and action go together. You take enough action, you're going to advance. You take action, you're going somewhere. And it's exciting. I'm excited. I can't wait till next week. Oh, my God. I have some powerful guests coming on next week and from here on out. So you're going to be hearing from, you're going to be hearing me interview these individuals. You're going to be hearing that. And if you would love to be a guest on the All About Entrepreneurs, oh, yes, and I'm going to be a guest on some shows. As a matter of fact, tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, you got to tune in to blogtalkradio.com/entrepreneurrevolution. You got to tune in. I will be the guest with Dr. Hayward Horton, OMG. I can't wait. I'm going to be his guest. We're going to be talking about some women entrepreneur stuff. So don't forget, please tune in tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to put the links on Facebook, so go to my Facebook page. If you're not my friend, friend me or inbox me or go to our All About Entrepreneurs website on Facebook. So it's facebook.com/AAE show. You can't miss it. And go there and subscribe to that, and you can continue to get the different fees and updates, but I'm going to be putting on there that I'm going to be a guest on his show. It's on Saturday mornings. I'm so happy and I'm so proud of him. An awesome person. And oh my God, Dr. Hayward Horton. He is an expert in sociology. He's an expert in societies and understanding how societies are economically positioning and preparing themselves for the future. He's very good at what he does. He's a phenomenal speaker. I met him at a conference in Virginia Beach that Francine Humphrey does for entrepreneurs and leaders, and oh my God, he's very, very powerful. So you got to tune into his show in the morning, and we're going to be talking. And then Francine has her show, Issues Concerning Women. It's on Thursday night. So this is many, many powerful shows. Kiva Renee, don't forget her show, Encouraging Moments. You got to go back and listen to the archive. So most of my stuff is so funny. I just can't believe how all my friends are like radio show hosts and are holding, you know, teleconferences. And Patricia Peters Martin, she has her show. It's on Monday nights. So I've been blessed to have all these people around me that have these powerful, powerful shows, and you know they're all on the radio. So I'm telling you, you can do it. You can do it, Pastor Rebecca. Though her show may not be live right now because she's focusing on other things, but you can go back and listen to the archives, Woman to Woman. Oh, she's got some powerful, powerful shows in her archives. Just incredible stuff. So there is really, we should be the most empowered people that ever was, with all of these powerful and informational and motivational shows. Oh, and my girl Valerie Allen, she has a radio show. So many people have their own radio shows, their own radio programs. And I just thank God that, you know, we are out here doing exactly what we're supposed to be doing. So here to empower you, to motivate you. But definitely, if you want to know how to get started in this empowerment business, the right way, not just an overnight success. And I know, like my good friend Dr. Perry says, I know there are people who tell you you're going to make six figures in a night and all that stuff. Well, I haven't done it yet, and trust and believe, I've listened to a whole lot of them. So I'm not saying that you can't. Don't get it twisted. But guess what? I haven't done it yet. So, and I haven't met anybody that's done it. I know the people who say that you can do it, but I don't know them. I haven't met them. So I'm going to stick with another system that says if you keep on doing what you love doing, the money will come. So that's where I want to get people. I want to get people to doing what they love, to doing what their purpose. That's where I want to be, you know, because I know some of them people sign up to do that stuff and make all that money, and oh my God, they're the most miserable people you ever met. And so what's the value in that? So I'd rather be around a bunch of happy people. Let me around some happy people. Let me around some people that are at ease. Like, you know, I was in the military, right? They would make us stand at attention. And then at some point, though, they would say, at ease. Because, you know, they know how the body and the system, when it's at attention like that, you got to relax. And that was so cool because, you know, we attention. And, of course, you know, somebody would be walking into the room or, and usually that's what was going on, right? And then the person who came in, like the sergeant or the head person, and they would say, at ease. And then you, you know, just kind of stand there. You still kind of stand with your hands, or you might, or if they say, at rest, you know, you put your hands behind your back and have that one little stance. But that was fun. That was fun. I wish I had put more into the military. But what I did, the 3 years I did, was great. It was a great experience and memory, but a lot of funny things went down in the military. So, but have fun. Go now. It's time. The show is over. This has been Coach Lalisa. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, tune in to blogtalkradio.com/entrepreneurrevolution. Hit me up on Facebook. Check it out. You don't want to miss that. Then on Sunday, we probably have a webinar going on. You need to attend a webinar. You need to come and find out how to start a business, how to write a book, how to get into coaching, how to, and we have our training, our coaching training school is open, up and running. So you want to sign up for that. You want to start coaching. You want to be trained on what to do in coaching. And then we have many other things going on. So catch you back here on Monday, same time, same place, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for my awesome, powerful guest. You'll find out who it is on Facebook today, or you can inbox me. But trust and believe, he is awesome. And those of you who are looking to get in at our Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit coming up in Newark, New Jersey at the Marriott Hotel, the tables are going. So if I was you, I wouldn't wait. We already have a Tracy Lynn jewelry person, so no need to sign up for that because we already have that. We already have Organo Gold, so we already have that table gone. We already have a Mary Kay vendor. I will double check. So if you, when it comes to vendors, first pay, first serve. Unfortunately, I can't take the, get me a table and I'll pay later. No, you have to pay now because for the competing vendor spots. A jewelry vendor, yeah, we can have more than one, but it's not, you know, we can't have two Tracy Lynn because they don't vend in the same place. Two Mary Kay people don't vend in the same place at the same time. So that's why I said it's whoever wants to, you know, put, it's only $15. So you have to, you know, put that down so that secures your spot. This will be our third year having the event, so you don't have to worry that the event is going down at the Marriott Hotel. So you don't have to worry about, well, what happens if today she doesn't have an event? Oh, we're going to have the event. Listen, this is an event that we need in our community. Newark needs it. Newark needs to see positive, everyday people like you with businesses. This year, as a matter of fact, because I ran for office last fall, I ran for city council here in Hillside. I'm going to get some people at the national level involved. I am definitely going to, I met some people at the national level, and I'm going to get them involved in this event this year and see if we can get some major publicity for it. I'm sure we will. So I'm excited. You ought to be excited. I can't wait. So anyway, get with me on that. There is a website, womenleadersandentrepreneurs.com. I know you're filling out your surveys, and thank you very much. Continue to do that. I know what some of the trainings that people are interested in. I know there is a training that's coming up in the next day or two, how to write a business plan, but you got to register. You got to register. It is a free workshop that I'm doing online, a free webinar. So it's just so many wonderful things to do, y'all. You just got to have fun. So this has been Coach Lisa. Goodbye, and don't forget to keep on moving up. Because in reality, there ain't no stopping you now. You are on the move. This has been the Coach Lisa. This has been Coach Lisa on All About Entrepreneurs. And thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in again. And please share the show with others. You know, hey, if you guys can watch Wendy Williams, I know you can listen to the All About Entrepreneurs. But anyway, it's been great. It's been real. And have a wonderful day.